From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo meets ADB officials to discuss pandemic. Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy launches 2022 Indonesian Tourism Village Award. I'm Duka Kusumawati, now with the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo met officials of the Asian Development Bank, ADB, to discuss the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the bank's support for the energy transition in Indonesia. First, he appraised the officials about the latest development regarding COVID-19 handling in Indonesia. This was stated by Minister of National Development Planning, PPN, Suharto Monoarfa, in a statement released after the meeting, which was held at the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Friday, escorted by Antara. Minister Suharto also informed that President Joko Widodo also highlighted the fact that currently Indonesia is the fourth country in the world with the highest vaccination coverage of over 330 million doses, even though it is not a vaccine manufacturer. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy launched the Indonesian Tourism Village Awards, or ADWI, program in 2022. The ministry increased the target number of tourism villages registered at ADWI participants to 3,000 villages. This year, the ministry is optimistic of rediscovering the potentials of new tourism villages. This was stated by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno at the launch of ADWI 2022 on Friday, as reported by Antara. ADWI 2022 has seven categories of evaluation, with the first being visitor attractions comprising both natural and man-made uniqueness and authenticity, as well as arts and culture. Head of the Fiscal Policy Agency of the Ministry of Finance, Febrio Kacaribu, emphasized on an immediate addressing to the widening disparity in infrastructure provisions among regions due to COVID-19 pandemic. As reported by Antara, Kacaribu during the webinar Post-Pandemic Infrastructure in the G20 Monitored in Jakarta on Friday said that this is an important issue that must be solved immediately to prevent Indonesia from the risks that can threaten Indonesia's ability and to achieve inclusive and sustainable economic growth in the long term. Countries and poor groups encountered greater difficulties in accessing infrastructure provisions during the pandemic, and so are the most severely affected, as it is apparent from the high rates of unemployment, death, and poverty. The Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, encourages the establishment of a stronger and more efficient collaborative research and innovation platform for the G20 members. A quiet, wide gap exists in research capabilities among G20 members. This was noted by Acting Deputy for Research and Innovation Facilitations of BRIN, Agus Haryono, at a media briefing on Friday, escorted by Antara. During the 2022 G20 presidency, Indonesia will invite G20 members to share research facilities and infrastructure, reduce capabilities gaps, and develop a research and innovation support mechanism for all forum members. Hence, the BRIN will conduct the 2022 G20 Research and Innovation Initiative Gathering, a meeting initiated since Italy 2021 G20 presidency. Let's move on to the international news. President Joe Biden said on Friday that the U.S. national emergency declared in March 2022 due to the COVID-19 pandemic will be extended beyond March 1st due to the ongoing risk to public health posed by the coronavirus. As reported by Reuters.com, he explained the death of more than 900,000 Americans from COVID-19 and emphasized the need to respond to the pandemic with the full capacity of the federal government. President Biden also said in a letter on Friday to the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President of Senate that there remains a need to continue this national emergency. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said ahead of the Munich Security Conference on Saturday that the West will need an overwhelming display of solidarity if it is to persuade Russian President Vladimir Putin not to invade Ukraine. As reported by Reuters.com, the Ukraine crisis will dominate the three-day conference, which began on Friday, will be attended by dignitaries including U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian rebels reported increased shelling in eastern Ukraine for a second straight day on Friday, an escalation that Washington and other Western allies says could form part of Russian pretext to invade. Russia denies it is planning an all-out invasion of Ukraine. Beijing said that it is seriously concerned about actions India has taken against Chinese companies this week, including banning apps. As reported by CNN.com, Gao Feng, spokesman for the Ministry of Commerce, during a press conference said that Indian authorities have taken a series of repressive measures against Chinese companies and related products in India, which has seriously damaged the legitimate rights and interests of Chinese companies. Listener, let's continue with Diplomatic Corner. On Minister Retno Marsudi said implementation of 5-point consensus on Myanmar is important.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Minister Retno Marsudi said implementation of 5-point consensus on Myanmar is important. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, in a meeting with her ASEAN counterparts, emphasized the importance of implementing the 5 points of ASEAN consensus on Myanmar. Everyone is still very concerned about the situation in Myanmar, including the absence of significant progress in the implementation of the ASEAN 5-point consensus 5PCs. In a press briefing on the ASEAN Foreign Ministers' Retreat, which was monitored online in Jakarta on Thursday, February 17th, she said that all ASEAN countries expect progress in the implementation of the 5PCs. Because this implementation is important for the people of Myanmar, for stability and peace in the region, and for the credibility of ASEAN. There are two important points to be viewed from the current implementation of the 5 PCs. First, it's necessary to stop violence. Second point is that the visit of the special envoy of the chair of ASEAN can be carried out and can have access to communicate and meet all parties. It was conveyed by Indonesia. Indonesia also said that these 2 points are the first step in implementing the ASEAN 5-point consensus. Indonesia also remarked the importance of continuing to maintain stability and peace in the South China Sea. Completion of the code of conduct negotiations is important. However, the results of the negotiations must be substantive, effective, and must be in line with UNCLOS 1982. Further information is from Croatia. Submitting credentials, Indonesian ambassador to Croatia, Suwartini Wirta, is officially on duty. Indonesian ambassador extraordinary and plenipotentiary to Croatia, Suwartini Wirta, submitted a letter of credentials from President Joko Widodo to Croatian President Zoran Milanovic at the office of the President of the Republic of Croatia on Wednesday, February 16th. With the receipt of the letter of credence by the President of the Republic of Croatia, Ambassador Suwartini Wirta has officially started his duties as Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary to Croatia. After the procession of handing over the letter of credence, President Zoran Milanovic and Ambassador Suwartini Wirta discussed political, economic, and sociocultural issues between Indonesia and Croatia. Especially on economic issues, both countries agreed that the tourism sector cooperation is an important aspect that needs to be improved. Even though Indonesia and Russia have many natural and non-natural tourism destinations that are very beautiful and become world attractions, few people in both countries know about them. And listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This comes from Denpasar, Bali. Governor of Bali, Wayan Koster, allowed the Balinese younger generation in the area to hold traditional ogoh-ogoh parades or nyomnya in their banjar or hamlet on Pengrupukan night or the day before Nyepi Day of the Saka New Year 1944, which falls on March 3rd this year. In a statement last Wednesday, Koster conveyed his support directly when receiving Pasikian Yowana Traditional Village Council and Artists of Provinces, Regency cities throughout Bali in Denpasar. According to him, ogoh-ogoh can be carried out throughout Bali with a maximum of 25 participants. In addition, the ogoh-ogoh must be environmentally friendly made, without plastic and styrofoam, and carried out with disciplines of the COVID-19 health protocols. Next news comes from Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan. The South Kalimantan provincial government is ready to welcome around 5,000 guests at the national level Musabaqah Tilawatil Quran or Quran reading competition in Banjarmasin from 10 to 19 October 2022. Head of the South Kalimantan Tourism Office, M. Sharifuddin, in Banjarmasin Tuesday said they have made various preparations, including hotels to tourist attraction for guests. The preparation were carried out in three areas, namely Banjarmasin City, Banjar Baru City, and Banjar Regency, which is the venue for the National Musabaqah Tilawatil Quran or Quran Reading Competition. Meanwhile, the intended tourist attraction include floating market tours, Tahura National Park, Martapura Diamond Market, and several other tourist attractions. Last news comes from Tangkengon, Aceh. The Gayo Customary Council is holding an exhibition of historical heirlooms from the Lingge Kingdom in commemoration of the 445th anniversary of Tangkengon City this year. Chairman of the Gayo Customary Council, Tagore Abubakar in Tangkengon, Tuesday said The activity is scheduled to take place from 19 to 26 of February 2022 at the Building of Performing Arts Takengon. It aims to lay the basis for the recognition that the Gayo tribe has inhabited this ancestral land for thousands of years. He explained that this basis refers to archaeological findings in the Mandalay Alley. Even through DNA testing, radiocarbon testing, that the Gayo tribe has existed for thousands of years. In addition to the exhibition of historical objects, there will also be a Guel dance festival and a Gayo hymn festival, as well as a Gayo art performance competition. The committee will also hold a seminar on Gayo customs and culture, as well as performances of various traditional attractions and Gayo art.
Today in Story starts with the event on February 19, 1948, when the Conference of Youth and Students of Southeast Asia Fighting for Freedom and Independence began. The Conference of Youth and Students of Southeast Asia Fighting for Freedom and Independence was held in Calcutta, India from 19th to 23rd of February 1948. It was organized by the World Federation of Democratic Youth and the International Union of Students. This conference is claimed to be the starting point for a series of armed communist uprisings in Asian countries. The delegates from Burma, China, Ceylon, India, Indonesia, Malaya, Nepal, Pakistan, Philippines, Soviet Union, and Vietnam attended the conference. Next event is that the Chinese research rocket T-7 was launched on February 19, 1960. After the first launch failed in January 1960, the second one on February 19, 1960 was successful. The small-scale test rocket dubbed T-7M was China's first research rocket and reached an altitude of 8.0 kilometers or about 5.0 miles. The success achieved by a group of young engineers without the help of Soviet experts impressed Mao Zedong. In March 1960, a launch site was built in Guangde County, Anhui, for the full-scale T-7, which was successfully launched on September 13, 1960. 24 T-7 rockets were launched in total from 1960 to 1965, including 9 carrying meteorological payloads. The rocket was stopped after its last launch in 1969. The last event is that on February 19, 2003, the Ilyushin Il-76 plane crashed near Kerman, Iran. The Ilyushin Il-76 plane, owned by the Iranian Air Force, crashed in a mountainous area near Kerman, Iran. At that time, the plane was flying from Zahedan Airport to Kerman Airport, carrying members of the Islamic
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging.
van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo has signed law on the state capital last Tuesday, February 15, thus the constructions of the Indonesian new state capital in East Kalimantan will begin immediately. The Minister of National Development Planning, Suharto Monoarfa, said in press release on Thursday, the construction of the nation's capital that carries the motto World City for All is the beginning of a new civilization for Indonesia. He also said with the name Nusantara, the new state capital of the Republic of Indonesia represents the concept of unity that accommodates the wealth of Indonesia's pluralism. The reality of the wealth of pluralism in Indonesia is a social capital to advance the welfare of the people, for Indonesia to be advanced, resilient, and sustainable. Suharto Monoarfa further explained, there are three main goals, namely a symbol of national identity, sustainable city in the world, as well as a driver for Indonesia's economy in the future. He emphasized, in every process, the nation's capital development will involve the community around East Kalimantan. Expert staff to the Minister of National Development Planning for Institutional Relations, Dianisa Diawati, added, it is certain that the governance of the nation's capital city will not be out of the constitution and remains based on the 1945 constitution, but still adopt the needs in order to realize the nation's capital. Meanwhile, Deputy for Regional Development of the Ministry of National Development Planning, Rudy S. Prawiradinata, said, the new capital development will be pay attention to environmental and socio-cultural aspects in East Kalimantan. The goal to make it a world city for all not only describes how the nation's capital city community will be in the future, but also reflections that all things, including environmental aspects, are also maintained. The nation's capital city has been agreed in the form of a special region government unit at the provincial level, and within the territory is the state capital. The designation of the nation's capital city authority as a special regional is a given to respond to the development of the current digital era in facilitating the implementation of all development affairs. Aku tak tahu kita memang tak mungkin, tapi mengapa kita selalu bertemu? Thank you.
Radio Voice of Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, one kind of dish that you must taste when you visit Situbondo in East Java is Tajin Palapa from Madura. In Madurese language, Tajin means porridge, while Palapa means seasoning. This Madurese food can be a typical dish of Situbondo Regency because most of the people are immigrants from Madura Island. Palapa is usually served stew of water spinach or kangkung and bean sprouts, which are then topped with diluted peanut sauce. Tajin palapa will be even more delicious to eat with bakwan and chili sauce or sambal. For serving, first the porridge is poured in a bowl, then add the kangkung and bean sprouts, then pour it with peanut sauce, and finally add sliced bakwan called ote-ote. This traditional dish, which has been served for generations, has become one of the mandatory breakfast dishes for the local residents. In Situbondo, Tajin Palapa is widely sold on the roadside by street vendors. Usually, the Tajin Palapa seller starts selling at 5 a.m. and it is sold out 7 a.m. local time. In 2009, Tajin Palapa broke the Muri record or Indonesian Record Museum in the category of eating the most Tajin Palapa. It tastes more delicious if the dish is cooked with a wood-fired stove. The price of a bowl is very cheap and easy to find on the roadside, making this food even more popular. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Aku mengerti perjalanan hidup yang kini kau lalui. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mudah. Biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana, mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang, untuk temani kau bahagia. Aku di sini, walau letih coba lagi jangan berhenti. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari. Harimu yang tak indah, biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
The legendary Bau Nyale Festival, as a tradition in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, will be held from 20th to 21st of February 2022. This festival will be centered on Tanjung An Beach, the Mandalika Special Economic Zone SEZ. This festival also enlivens the MotoGP event, which is also held in the same area, Mandalika. This year, the Bau Nyale Festival will be presented by prioritizing local wisdom, namely the tradition of the Sasak tribe. Bau Nyale is an old tradition belonging to the Sasak people, the largest tribe in Lombok. In the Sasak language, Bau means catch and Nyale is sea worm. So Bau Nyale is a community activity to catch sea worms, which is carried out every 20th of the 10th month in the Sasak traditional calendar, or exactly 5 days after the full moon. Generally, it is held in February and March every year. The local people believe that Nyale is the incarnation of Princess Mandalika, the daughter of King Tonjang Beru and Dewi Seranting of the Tonjang Beru Kingdom in the ancient Sasak saga. Princess Mandalika is told as a beautiful figure who is fought over by many princes from various kingdoms in Lombok, such as the kingdoms of Johor, Lipur, Pane, Kuripan, Daha, and Beru. This year's event, the Bau Nyale Festival, is held in a hybrid manner, namely online and offline. The activities held online include the selection of Princess Mandalika and Bepausan. Meanwhile, the Peresean Belancaran and Mandalika Fashion Carnival events will still be held offline by implementing strict health protocols. Listener, that's Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Hidup pun akan ku beri apapun ku bermimpi kau tinggalkan aku pergi tanpa tahu rasa ini ingin rasaku membenci. Tiba-tiba kamu datang saat kau telah dengan dia semakin hancur hati. Cinta, bagaimana aku bisa lupa? Padahal kau tahu keadaannya, kau bukanlah untukku. Jangan lagi rindu cinta, ku tak mau ada yang terluka. Bahagiakan dia, aku tak apa, biar aku yang pura-pura lupa.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdrijving van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Cendrawasih Tubisang by Mus Mulyadi. This song, which was composed by S. Padimin, describes the beauty of one of the bird species found in eastern Indonesia, Papua, namely Cendrawasih. This bird can also be found in the Torres Strait and eastern Australia. The lyrics of this song describe the beauty of the sparkling feathers of the Cendrawasih bird. In addition, Cendrawasih also has a beautiful chirping that can comfort anyone who hears it. Well, listener, here is Mus Mulyadi with the keroncong song entitled Cendrawasih. Enjoy the song.
Cendrawasih berselimut, bulunan bercahaya-cahaya. Bagai ratna menarik hati tampaknya. Tak mudah dapat terpikatnya. Cendrawasih itulah burung sepah raja. Bulunya indah berkilauan menambahlah sukma. Cendrawasih berselimut, bulunan bercahaya.
Children.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.
Thank you.